Computer Talk with Dave Mason. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK. And now, here's Dave Mason.
And we're spending a little time getting into the details, the background possibilities of the IRS lost emails. Almost impossible for those emails to truly be gone. If what is true, here's half the problem we have, is that we can be certain that a significant amount of what we understand as facts is completely wrong.
And most likely just the opposite.
Yeah. So, you know, it just is very, very difficult to talk about this stuff with any kind of certainty.
Well, here's the thing that I, when you were explaining all this to me, and I kind of thought this already, but without getting into the details like you are, what has happened because of the stuff where they're talking about, you know, the emails were her computer crashed, her hard drive, you know, was destroyed, wiped, and thrown away. All, you know, everything's like, what they're doing is, I don't know if they know this or not, and I'm kind of glad that maybe they don't, is they're really putting themselves in a corner.
They are.
Because if you did all that, and why was all that done, and it was not the appropriate steps to do on a legal level and procedural level, you're not supposed to do any of that at all. You're supposed to stop and don't touch it and, you know, that kind of thing, not destroy and throw it away. You can't, you know, that's not what you're supposed to do to dispose of a drive that has died or a computer that has died. But by doing that, they're kind of exposing that they're thinking that that's going to take care of all and make it all go away.
Well, it makes it worse. Because there's a couple of things going on here. Let's say, you know, again, let's assume, what's the legal term? I'll stipulate that they never did anything on purpose wrong, ever. Okay, let's assume that just for the sake of the argument. Her computer died. The hard drive was taken out and demolished, shredded, degaussed. Which is like in the old days with the VCR tapes and cassette tapes, you can degauss. You used to be able to go to Radio Shack and buy a little gray degausser that kind of looked like a small plastic iron, like a clothes iron.
You still have yours, don't you?
It kind of looks like it, but it's plastic.
Yeah, hold on.
And you plug it in. Yeah, you plug it in and you hit the button and you run a bit over the tape, the VCR tape or whatever. Well, you can do that with a hard drive, too. It's called degaussing. And you, there are also, believe it or not, shredders that literally will shred hard drives. Now, those are unusual. That's a very high-end piece of equipment because hard drives are, you know, half inch thick and, you know, pretty stout pieces of metal. You don't stick them through the same shredder you do with a CD or your paper. But, you know, you can also bash them with, you know, sledgehammers and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. Let's assume that her machine died and they did that to her hard drive. Her emails don't live on her hard drive. It doesn't matter. It's just, let me just put it to you this way. Let's say you, and this is very pretty amateurish. Now, I'm not going to call Google amateurs because they're not. But from, let's just say you have a Gmail account. And somebody says, oh, do you have that email from last year? And you say, oh, no, I bought a new computer since last year. And my old one's gone. I wiped it and gave it to Goodwill. And I don't have it anymore. Well, all you have to do is go to her Gmail account. It never goes away.
Right.
Now, that's a very sort of consumer, amateur example. The data doesn't live on her hard drive. I don't care what happened to her hard drive. I don't care if it was nuked. It's almost, well, what it is. I mean, for them, what it is, they're technically trying to count on our technical discomfort, you know, we don't have a lot of confidence in our technical understanding, that we're going to just go, okay,
well,
and let it go,
do.
Okay. Yeah. But see, there's enough people out there that have enough understanding to go, wait a minute, this is foolishness. And if you think we're this stupid, you're even worse.
Well, and that's what's happening. I can guarantee you this is probably the biggest development in any scandal that the Obama administration has had to deal with. Because now you're talking about deliberate destruction of, first of all, government property and other stuff to evade
it's
prosecution.
It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
And then that added, sort of adding insult to injury of, you know, we're not even going to bother to take the effort to come up with a reasonable explanation. You know, they didn't even talk to technical people long enough and in enough detail to come up with a good lie. They don't think enough of us to even take the effort to come up with a good lie. Now, it's astonishing to me.
And the weird thing is, and now, of course, like you said before, we don't know the facts. It could be completely opposite. But what has been reported is that Lois Lerner and then like six other people who are integral to that team of communications and all those were also lost at around the same time. But were their computers, did their computers go down and how did they lose their email? You know, what are the details of that, if that happened? You know, it is remarkable that they think that they can just say, oh, they were just lost and they're gone forever. It's like, no.
What do you do? I just don't even know.
You know what, though? This is a good thing. Because
well,
this is revealing
yes.
who they are.
Yes. It's just very painful.
It's just too bad.
And very insulting.
That they got this
and
far.
And very dangerous. But yeah, you're right. Ultimately, it's a good thing. Well, and let me just briefly, before we move on, which we definitely need to do, a thought I had yesterday that doesn't correspond to this, doesn't dovetail with this very good technically, but it does in terms of sort of their perspective, their paradigm. And I'm always surprised that I'm sure that somebody else must have thought of this.
Oh, Mr. President just called you.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, you can't be talking about her like that.
Well, here's the deal. A near tangent, I think you would call this. They talked about they're sending people to Iraq. And I happened to hear a press conference that a State Department person did in regards to this. And there was a question by one of the people. Probably Fox, because they're the only ones that ask questions that are, the least, you know, everybody else, you know, asks what color underpants are they going to take to Iraq. Yeah.
Right.
Will there be any gay people sent in this batch of 300, you know, and all that stuff? So somebody asks, you know, what kind of security are we going to be providing? How do we know, you know, and the gal says, well, it'll be of the normal, very high level of embassy-type security for the folks there. And instantly, before she even completed her sentence, I swear to God, Steve-O, before she completed her sentence, I don't know why there wasn't somebody or that guy that asked the question or gal didn't say, do you mean the normal Benghazi security level or a different security level?
Unbelievable.
Which security level are you talking about,
man? The security level that kills our ambassadors?
With all due respect.
Or the other kind? Tell us which. Yeah.
Incredible. I'll tell you, dude, I'm driving and I'm listening to this and I can hardly stay in my truck, man. I'm just going, I'm going in convulsions. Now, why is it that nobody, I am not. I'm down here in the bunker, a couple of dozen feet below the Earth's crust.
And hard
drive. Just
drives.
The average guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, why isn't somebody, I've heard nobody else say that. Doesn't that beg the question just a little? I don't know. Anyway, I get into it too much, and it gets me.
Okay. So, what's the coolest latest laptop, Dr. Dave? What kind of hard drive should I buy? Should I mirror my hard drives?
Well,
should I back up my email?
Well, you know what? No, you know what?
What should I do?
Absolutely. And it's really good. I appreciate you bringing that up because I do want to talk about that because it does. You talk about begging the question. This stuff about backup and mirroring and all this stuff does beg the question. And I think there's a lot of misinformation and misunderstanding out there about how backups and mirroring stuff works. And so I think I do want to take a little bit of time discussing this. Firstly, and I'm going to make just kind of a blanket statement here, for most small business and most individuals, mirroring drives makes no sense. Now, I'm not saying there aren't exceptions. But mirroring drives takes a level of expertise and a level of, you know, there's several different levels of mirroring. The one that really works well requires like four or five discs. Most average people are not going to put four or five hard drives in their machine just to have the functionality of one. We'll get back and talk about the details of that. Now, it can be a little different as you grow up and scale business-wise. We'll talk about that after this.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.